Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Aziz Fuqua.
And now presenting Dr. Caroline's groundbreaking works, Keys to the Kingdom.
Question. You say that I am to cultivate a relationship, a partnership with my higher self. If that were a properly functioning relationship, what would be my role in it? Answer. Your higher self is the part of you that remembers who you are and what your Creator's agenda is for you. However, it can only forward that agenda in form. When you incarnate, you forget that you have a higher purpose because you have borrowed a ape's body. Remember the coffin metaphor, and the animal has survival as its only purpose. For a while in the early stages of incarnation, your spirit is asleep in the body, and you consequently think you are the vehicle your spirit is utilizing. As you begin to awaken, little by little you regain the awareness that you are more than the body you see in the mirror. By the time this happens, however, you are usually way down the road in survival mode and therefore have too many financial responsibilities to easily let go and let God. Before you incarnate, there is a plan for your ascension process. That plan is a chapter in a great book with your soul's name on the title page. Your soul, Horus in Egyptian mysticism, is the part of you that makes the journey to the playing field and is responsible for mastery in form. Your higher self, Osiris, is the perfect pattern for the journey and its accomplishment. And your Holy Spirit, Isis, is the guide that walks with you through the process, making certain that each step is easy, safe, and successful. Now, your role, Horus, is to remember that you are a part of a team that cannot fail. As a matter of fact, based on God's original thought, you have won before you take the first step. Like a really good automobile, you are supposed to be gassed up, prepared, and ready to move whenever called upon. And like any other vehicle, you are not supposed to know or care where you are going or why. In an optimally functioning relationship with spirit, you are supposed to implicitly trust the part of yourself with true vision and move without needing to know anything. In fact, in this game, each moment seeds and generates the next, so there really is no way to know in advance which moves to make, which is why omniscient guidance is so important. In a healthy relationship with your spirit, your constant resting state of mind is surrender. All of your conscious will is given over to the part of you that wills with God. When it is time to move, you will feel it in your heart, or however you have agreed to communicate with your trusted partner. Your spirit knows what you need before you do, and if you are properly aligned, you will never have to worry about anything. You know beyond a shadow of a doubt that regardless of appearance, everything is handled according to your highest good.